KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel's prime minister is seeing some empty seats as he addresses the UN General Assembly in New York. Dozens of delegates from multiple nations have walked out of the UN hall. As Benjamin Netanyahu prepared to speak, he's under enormous world pressure to end the suffering in Gaza, which scholars say meets the definition of genocide. Price pressure evident this morning.
The core index, which strips out volatile food and energy prices, was up 2.9% and in line with projections. Those figures could factor into how the Fed approaches rate decisions in its final two policy meetings of the year.
ABC's Jim Ryan, tariff hikes for prescription drugs made outside the U.S. start Wednesday. President Trump is celebrating the indictment of James Comey, his former FBI director, on charges of lying to Congress. Comey firing back.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump.
This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Republican lawmakers are introducing bills they say would increase the housing supply in Wisconsin. The cost to buy a home here rose by more than 50% just in the 5 years between 2017 and 2022. That's according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum. In polling, people often rank affordable housing as one of their top concerns. Tom Larson, president and CEO of the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
The average age of the first-time homebuyer is now 38 years old. 38 years old. And this is due to the fact that housing prices continue to rise faster than wages. The average price of a home now in Wisconsin is approximately $340,000. That far exceeds a price that most working families can afford. Wisconsin's affordability crisis is worse than most other states. Over the last 15 years, Wisconsin has built fewer housing units per capita than the national average.
One of the bills would create a program Republican lawmakers say would make it easier for people to buy their first home. Representative Dan Knodel of Germantown.
It creates a new program of 0% interest second mortgage loans, up to $60,000 or 25% of a home's purchase price, to help first-time buyers. They can use these for down payments and closing costs.
These bills would also include creating statewide guidance for accessory dwelling units. That's where people add homes, sometimes tiny homes, in their backyards. Some municipalities allow this already, but this bill would codify some rules statewide. Republicans say some of these plans were included in Governor Tony Evers' original budget, but they removed them, so they expect many of these measures to get bipartisan support. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The boys are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. In the final weekend of the regular season, Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee. They've won 19 games in a row whenever he's pitched. Third baseman, Caleb Durbin.
There's something about just the way he looks, the way he composes himself, body language. It's easy to feed off of as far as playing defense behind him, but I think that's why he's so successful out there right now, is he's just competing like a bulldog, and it's easy to tell.
NFL, the Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, but Dallas will be without their top wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, out the next 3 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Xavier McKinney.
You know, he's a playmaker on their offense, and he's one of the, you know, the best players that they have on their team. So obviously, you know, him not being out there is going to have an effect. But I think they're still going to run a lot of, you know, what they usually run. And this is going to be a next man up type of mentality.
That's the Packers safety, Xavier McKinney, with sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Monday morning, we'll talk to UW Professor of Pediatrics Jim Conway.
And John and Gordy's Antifa boutique will be shut down temporarily.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX. Less noise, more nuance.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
I'm ready for it. I fully expect it. Cash Patel wrote a book where he identified 60 individuals who are his enemies. He called them government gangsters. He put me at the very top alongside Adam Schiff. Is the two worst. And so Adam Schiff is under investigation now. So I'm ready for it. I expect it. But I'm not going to flinch. I'm not hiding under the bed. I'm not going to shrink, because that's the aim. That's why they do this, is they hope that dissent and oversight goes away. And if I shrink, and if Adam Schiff shrinks, then why wouldn't everyday Americans shrink? And so I'm not going away.
Good. Yep. Heroes of democracy on both sides of the aisle saying that this week. We had Jimmy Kimmel and Eric Swalwell, Jim Comey, who said the same thing, Eric Swalwell yesterday.
What I would just say to any prosecutor at the Department of Justice is it's not going away. As a member of the Judiciary Committee, I promise you, when Democrats are in the majority, we are going to look at all of this. And there will be accountability. And bar licenses will be at stake in your local jurisdiction if you are corruptly indicting people where you cannot prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yeah. I love that. It's not an empty threat, like you're going to be in trouble. It's bar license will be taken
There's
away.
There's a reason only Lindsay Halligan signed this ridiculous indictment of James Comey. She's going to get disbarred. They think, you know, there's not going to be a tomorrow, Chris, that the worm is never going to turn. And as I said to Glenn Kirshner a little while ago, we have crossed yet another Rubicon. And I know it seems like we cross them every hour, but Attorney Ryan says, I'm not feeling warm and fuzzy about Whiskey Pete summoning 800 U.S. military leaders to a single location for an undisclosed reason. It's scheduled for 9:30, the day Republicans are planning to shut down the government. Coup, war, push-up contest? We don't know. I mean,
I think Attorney Ryan would win a push-up contest because he is jacked.
Yeah, he's hot.
He's jacked.
He's hot.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, let's get him on. Hi, Ryan. What's up?
I think he lives out in the Inland Empire. I think he lives like...
Let's trick him to come in studio.
Okay.
Like we do.
Like in a tank top or maybe
like
even
we did
shirtless.
With Anna Ortiz.
Yes.
Okay. He's ordered hundreds of the U.S. military's generals and admirals to gather on short notice without a stated reason at a Marine Corps base in Virginia. That seems wise to tell everyone in the world where all of our top...
I'm sure the people of Northern Virginia are happy about that, you know, because that's like saying, hey, come on and nuke us.
Yeah. Sowing confusion and alarm after Trump's administration's firing of numerous senior leaders this year. The highly unusual directive was sent to virtually all the top military commanders worldwide. First of all, you know what? This is going to cost the taxpayer.
Yeah.
Secondly, security concerns. Thirdly, this is, as we were just saying, when a government shutdown is looming. This is across dozens of countries, time zones, obviously. Everybody's speculating. War against Venezuela, bombing strikes inside Mexico, invasion of Greenland. I'm telling you, He's in the Epstein files. I mean, tell me this is another Hail Mary with James Comey to distract, because they are panicking. We have the votes, and they would at the very least have to go on record as saying, no, we vote to protect pedophiles. So that's where we are. Mike Nellis, our friend, said Trump just announced 100% tariffs on pharmaceutical products, which is going to be a disaster for tens of millions of Americans, especially seniors. I mean, the stupidity and incompetence just it is endless. Drummer said we've gotten to a point where the former director of the FBI gets indicted and we're all like, yeah, this isn't even the worst thing this week. I mean, it's almost impossible to absorb it all, right? I think I'm going to, you know what, I'm going to go on vacation next week.
Okay.
Good luck to all y'all. Oh, this one, Snowtown Granny. Says anyone notice there's been no recent news releases on the spread of measles or the blossoming resurgence of COVID? Trump's government just says those diseases aren't a thing. They are a thing. Did you see Steve Martin just had he has COVID. He's 80. He just had to cancel his tour with Martin Short.
Yeah.
We know Bella was out last week with COVID.
Thank you, Sean, for filling in.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you very much. Okay. Jane says, I don't want James Comey convicted, but the irony is Shakespearean. If Comey hadn't gone out and told the world he was looking into new information on Hillary Clinton's computer, Trump probably would not have won. If Hillary Clinton had been elected president in 2016, I'm 100% sure James Comey and his family would have had a much better decade of life and the world would be in a much better place. Scary to think how that one mistake could be the beginning of the end of the U.S. Mm-hmm. You forget it's, again, what do I always say, Chris? It's all one story.
Yep.
It was his daughter, Maureen Comey, that was just fired, who led the Epstein. Do you think there's any, connection? She's the one that knows where all the Epstein bodies are buried. This is why she was fired. This one, Robert says, this selling of American TikTok to a Trump-supporting billionaire doesn't even separate TikTok algorithm from its Chinese owner. It only licenses it, so it fixes nothing. Here we go. So now we can get spied on by Trump buddies. Trump MAGA buddies. Dean Obadala sums up for us. In the past week, Trump had Jimmy Kimmel taken off the air, indicted James Comey for criticizing him, demanded New York AG Tish James and George Soros be prosecuted, plus designated Antifa, which doesn't exist, a terrorist group, so he can prosecute big donors to the Democratic Party. This is what fascism looks like. That, by the way, is not name-calling. It's just truth. Shirley in Virginia. Hi, Shirley.
Hey, Steph, happy birthday to you, love.
Thank you. It's Monday. Thank you.
Are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Mine is Sunday. Mine is Sunday.
How spark sexy liberal was yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
We're all moots.
Oh, my God.
Last year, this time, we were in Carolina, North Carolina, weren't we?
That's right.
Oh, for Durham, sexy liberal. Yep.
Yeah, Durham, the sexy liberal. I miss it. We need you back on. I know it's tough on all of you, but we sure could use the camaraderie down here in the deep south, deep south.
Listen, that Durham bull statue has the biggest balls I've ever seen, and that's what we all need right now. I posted, go to my Instagram. I was agog at the size of those balls. That's what we all need right now, Durham bull balls. Don't pretend like you didn't notice, Chris. You were staying in the same hotel right next to it. Okay. Someone posted, I like to think Trump's attacks on Jimmy Kimmel and James Comey are breaking through to the general public and genuinely freaking voters out. Based on this poll, 79% of voters say U.S. is in the midst of a political crisis. I have to hope so, that voters are waking up. Mm-hmm. The voters are like, what is this?
Yep.
What is happening? What's happening? We're all in that horror film. What's it from?
Poltergeist.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, we're all waking up on a daily basis going, what's happening? In the wake of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, 79% of voters said the U.S. is in a political crisis. A Quinnipiac poll, 53% of voters say they're pessimistic about freedom of speech being protected in the U.S. Again, that became bipartisan, the Jimmy Kimmel thing. Speaking of polling, 12, give me the overly dramatic Harry Enton on CNN.
GARK's net approval rating. In March, according to Quinnipiac, it was minus 11. You go to June, down we go to minus 15. And now data that's just out this week, minus 21 points. We've seen a drop of 10 points since March.
Oh,
the more RFK Jr. is implementing or trying to implicate his policies, the further down his net approval rating goes. And at this particular point, 21 points underwater is not a place you want to be.
Oh, dear, that is... Oof. Ugly. That is ugly.
Ugly. Ugly.
Wow. That's our underwater pole note.
Is that it?
Fish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see. Yeah. Hear Harry Enten do that voice.
It just gets worse and worse. The FDA says it will conduct a quote-unquote study of the safety protocol of the widely used abortion drug mifepristone in a move that could lead to new dispensing restrictions. New rules around the drug, especially those addressing its widespread availability through telehealth, could severely limit access in states with abortion bans. They're coming for everything, kids. They're coming for everything. Is anyone else just... rock and weep silently when you see clips of President Obama speaking? That wasn't really that long ago. I mean, you know, Sean had hair on his balls. I mean, this was not
what?
When Sean was a toddler when Obama was president. This was, you know.
Don't ever say that again.
Barack Obama, President Obama, accused Trump of violence against the truth for pushing broad claims that using Tylenol when pregnant could increase the risk of autism in newborns. He said, so we have a spectacle of my successor in the Oval Office making broad claims around certain drugs and autism that have continuously been disproved, to the degree to which that undermines public health, to the degree to which it can do harm to women who are pregnant, the degree which it creates anxiety for parents who have children who are autistic, which, by the way, itself is subject to a spectrum of a lot of what's being trumpeted as these massive increases actually have to do with the broadening of the criteria across the spectrum so that people can actually get services and help. All of that is violence against the truth. That's a good way to put it, yeah. On every front, just yeah. Violence against the truth. And this is why we were saying, Chris, nobody trusts the FBI.
No.
Under Kash Patel.
No.
And we are calling BS yep. On this latest ICE. As we were saying, they couldn't rush to, like, you know, the MAGA relatives of the Charlie Kirk shooter. They couldn't rush to them, you know, and take as Bible mm-hmm. that, oh, he had gone left wing, even though they are far right, MAGA, Trump voting
right.
Republican gun nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this the brother of this shooter, ICE shooter, said he was not anti-ICE. He wasn't registered to either party. He
right.
wasn't political.
Right.
But here they go, and it just magically, oh, really? He wrote something on the bullet again, you know, just like in the Charlie Kirk case.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, what are the chances?
Right.
You're like, oh, so this happens all the time now that they write everything out.
So
and then there's notes yeah. confessing to everything and or text.
And calling cars vehicles.
Okay, so this is was the acting U.S. attorney yesterday. Nancy
His
Larson.
Words were definitively anti-ICE. That said... We did not find evidence of membership in any specific group or entity, nor did he mention any specific government agency other than ICE. Among his papers, though, was a handwritten note in which, in crude words, he expressed his hatred for the federal government.
Okay, by the way, guess who expressed that? Tim McVeigh and a string of other right-wing shooters. So this Salon says friends of the alleged shooter told one journalist they do not believe he was motivated by opposition to ICE. They leave anything out of the narrative that might counteract their,
yep.
Oh, this is all, you know, left-wing violence. Here she is again.
He wrote that he intended to maximize lethality against ICE personnel and to maximize property damage at the facility. He hoped to minimize any collateral damage or injury to the detainees and any other innocent people. It seems that he did not intend to kill the detainees or harm them.
Again, Your Honor, conjecture, right?
Right.
His brother said he had no anti-ICE motivations, as far as he knew, not political, and he was a really good shot. So you tell me how he accidentally hit three detainees and zero ICE agents were hurt, which, thank God, you know. But, I mean, they've expressed to me barely any sympathy at all for this would be the 19th detainee that's died in their custody.
They don't care. They don't care about those people dying. They think the right people are dying.
Yeah. another FBI official.
We have been able to confirm that Jan legally obtained an 8mm bolt-action rifle he used in the shooting in August of this year. Based on our investigation to date, we believe Jan acted alone. But I'll stress our investigation continues. This attack, yet again, underscores the dangers that law enforcement face daily.
Here we go. Cash Patel running out ahead, releasing information, making threats without, you know, an investigation is barely started, by the way.
We are properly going to chase them down like the domestic terrorists that they are.
The left.
And our streets and our communities will be safer because the JTTF and the FBI and Treasury and DHS and DOJ are going to combine forces like never before to root out this new evil that is perpetrating our criminal activities across our societies. And we are just so thankful for your leadership and recognition of it. It's not easy to do.
Good job.
By the way, have they?
Good job.
Have they made any comment on this? You know, 80-year-old Van Nuys car wash owner that ICE brutalized.
Because the right people were brutalized, according to them.
He's filed a lawsuit. There is surveillance video. He stepped outside to speak with agents, offering proof his employees were legally authorized to work, but was instead cursed at, pushed back, body slammed into the pavement. Three agents jumped on his back, one forcing a knee onto his neck. Where have we seen that? Mm-hmm. While others restrained his arms, despite agents later acknowledging he was a U.S. citizen, he said he was denied phone calls to his family, released without charges. He was left with broken ribs, head trauma, and other serious injuries. I would like to, you know, hear them say one thing about, you know, and by the way, the other two detainees are in critical condition. So this tragedy it may get even worse. Out of Dallas. All right, we have a New York Times bestseller, John Fugelsang, coming up 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Oh,
so cozy.
Nice.
My sister Mary's watching. Mary, I'm wearing the olive green ones, the Cozy Earth short sleeve. I have some for you, too, if you want. Okay. Just letting her know. She's coming in tomorrow.
Okay.
Bamboo stretch knit pajamas. I love them, love them, love them. They're so temperature regulating, so soft, so stretchy, so luxurious. I don't know why I'm talking all creepy. The bubble cuddle blanket. This thing transforms your couch or bed. I keep mine draped over the bed. It's just saucily. It instantly makes the room feel warmer, more inviting. The plush textured faux fur is not just stunning, it's nap-inducing. And Cozy Earth backs everything. Sheets, blankets, jammies, you name it. 100% sleep trial, 10-year warranty on blankets, lifetime guarantee on apparel. Go to CozyEarth.com. Use the code Stephanie at checkout for up to 40% off your new favorite PJs or blankets or what have yous. CozyEarth.com, the code is Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from The Stephanie Miller Show.
Just stay on this frequency. We'll be right with you. Just stay on this frequency.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Cozy Earth's pajamas and blankets are so soft, breathable, so cute. You're going to start planning your evenings around them. Let's talk about the bamboo stretch knit pajamas. The moment I put them on, I actually said, oh, wow, out loud. The fabric is insanely soft, stretchy, lightweight. But what really got me was how cool it sleeps. And yes, I wear it way past bedtime. It's my all-day cozy uniform now. And then there's the bubble cuddle blanket. This thing transforms your couch or bed. I keep mine draped over the sofa. It instantly makes the room feel warmer and more inviting. The plush textured faux fur is not just stunning, it's nap-inducing. Binge sessions, book reading, chilly nights, it elevates all of it. And here's the best part. Cozy Earth backs everything. 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty on blankets, lifetime guarantee on apparel. Go to CozyEarth.com. Use the code Stephanie at checkout for up to 40% off your new favorite pajama set and blanket. That's CozyEarth.com, code Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, be sure to let them know you heard about Cozy Earth right here at Stephanie Miller Show. That's CozyEarth.com, code Stephanie. Elevate your downtime with Cozy Earth. Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction, there's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Now more than ever, progressive nonprofits need support. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone, your current number. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a big, big difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that's CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25 for 25% off your service.
Hey, there's my son. You've been in your room all morning.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local Civic Media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is SEAT, S-E-A-T, SEAT. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve instant ramen bar and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk.
Stephanie Miller. You think I'm just so serious? I think you're full of it. My head is spinning so. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, yeah. Rick Stengel hosts Nothing Says Banana Republic. Quite like trying to throw a comedian off the air, prosecuting a former head of the FBI and refusing to show a portrait of your predecessor. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was the hilarious joke where they just put a picture of an auto sign where President Biden should be because we're in eighth grade. Okay. Santiago Mayer, our little stem cell, says, funny how the same insiders who spent the entire Biden administration leaking negative news about VP Harris also think calling them out is unfair and divisive. I'm very fragile this week.
Aw.
Don't come for my Kamala. Ron says Trump has been the worst president ever for farmers twice, but they voted for him three times. And now here comes another bailout, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, because of the leopards and the faces. We're bailing out Argentina and our farmers.
Well,
rather than just let them sell soybeans.
Sorghum. I don't even know what sorghum is. What is?
Isn't it in gum?
Sorghum?
I don't know.
We have someone from the Midwest here.
Look it up. Shana says, after watching the new South Park, I'm convinced that Kyle's mom is the only one that can end the conflict in Gaza. Oh, my God. South Park strikes again. Hilarious. I just watched it last night. And as we all know, Kyle's mom is a big fat bitch. She's a big fat, big fat bitch. Kyle's mom is a big fat bitch. Remember that episode? That was fantastic.
That was like 20 years ago.
I know.
Okay.
Stuck in my head.
All right.
Okay.
Sorghum is a versatile gluten-free cereal grain grown for food, animal feed, and biofuel.
Oh, thank you for that completely useless fun fact. Hi, Kevin the Hilarious Gay in Chicago in 3, 2, 1.
Well, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Mama, I just have two quick things I wanted to say. I wanted to first officially welcome you to your mid-40s.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
I hope you have a wonderful birthday and a wonderful week off next week and fun with your sister. And second, I wanted to remind everyone that it's only considered autism if it comes from the Tylenol region of France. Otherwise, it's just sparkling neurodivergent.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Kevin. You remain hilarious. You remain hilarious. What did our friend Dana Goldberg said? If you take Tylenol PM, your kid only gets autism at night.
Yeah, which is helpful.
We have to laugh. We would cry all day, every day. All right. John Fugel's like not only New York Times bestselling author, hit it out of the park on The Daily Show. Mama's so proud. John Fugel's saying next.
WMDX, Madison's antidote to hot takes.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We have an update to a story we covered a few weeks back. Two swimmers with disabilities are back on the swim team after public outcry. Asha Shukla is a senior at Madison West High School. She has Down syndrome and has spent the last 2 years on the swim team as an exhibition swimmer. Aurelia Bergstrom is a freshman at West. She also has disabilities and was looking forward to her first year as an exhibition swimmer, too. Family said the swim coach spent years creating an inclusive environment, but this year, before the season started, they were told the team had gotten too big and the two girls were cut. They were told they could earn their spots back by trying out with everybody else without accommodations for their disabilities. There was outcry from the athletes, classmates, and families. They spoke to the school board, asking for the school to reverse course, and it seems to have worked. Asha and Aurelia are back in the pool with their teammates. Meanwhile, it's Child Passenger Safety Week, and health officials want parents to ensure their kids are properly buckled in. According to federal data, more than 1,000 kids under age 15 died in 2023 in car accidents, and about two-thirds of them were unrestrained. Dr. Megan Yanni is a UW Health Kids pediatrician.
A child may stay rear-facing as long as they fit the height and weight requirements of their car seat. There's no need to rush to switch them forward to the next seat. At age 4 and 40 pounds, you may switch to a booster seat, but again, there's no rush. Your child should be in a booster seat in the back seat with the lap and shoulder belt until they are at least 4'9" or 57 inches.
Safe Kids South Central Wisconsin offers free car seat checks. They'll be doing them at 3 different locations in Middleton tomorrow. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 63.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is SEAT, S-E-A-T, SEAT. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local civic media radio station.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Fresh off her announcement that she's running for governor, we have State Representative Francesca Hong. Hear what she has to say.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
kids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The First Lady and the President had their hands on the rail as they were going up the escalator, or you likely would have fallen down and injured themselves. It seems to be intentional. Let's hope it wasn't.
Oh my God.
It seems to be that that was the case. I don't know why we're still part of the UN.
Oh, my God. Jimmy Kimmel back on the air. James Comey being prosecuted for nothing. I totally forgot Escalator Gate was also this week. I mean, I just... God, will our long national nightmare ever end? Because his photographer is the one that hit the safety feature that stopped the escalator, Trump's photographer, videographer.
This congressman said, yeah, that's a reason to leave the UN.
Sure. Uh-huh. Or, as somebody on Fox said, to bomb it, which is not at all inciting violence
Jesse
of any
Waters
kind.
Jesse Waters said that.
Okay. Yeah. Correct, yeah. But that's funny, just like killing homeless people. Is funny on Fox News. Guess what? Comedy is alive. You know why? Jimmy Kimmel's back.
Uh-huh.
And you, America, you made Separation of Church and Hate. It's second week on the New York Times bestseller list and number eight in all books on Amazon.
Wow!
Wow! I mean... Here he comes.
With John Fugelsang.
You know what? I feel like I'm going to have to elevate our relationship to more than just cheap sexual threats, because now you are a best-selling New York Times author.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be more pompous than ever. That's like Golden Globe nominee. I'm going to just milk that baby for the rest of my life. New York Times best-selling author John Fugelsang, trolls.
That's right.
That's how you address me with your hate speech. Thank you very much.
Sir John Fugelsang, bitches. That's right.
New York Times best-selling author who looks like K.D. Lang's deranged sister. Yes, I know what you say, but still, get the right title there.
And I was saying all morning, so proud of you. You were so fantastic on Daily Show.
Thanks.
We were saying, I did not know Daily Show tapes in the same studio. You interviewed George Harris.
Nobody knows it. Well, when I was a kid doing my first broadcast job for VH1 back in the gay 90s, you know, we were down there in Hell's Kitchen, and that part of the neighborhood was where the pigeons went to die. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go there and you see, like, oh, bullet casings and you know, like falafels and maybe a syringe needle. And then the Daily Show took over, and the whole neighborhood has been revitalized. But, yeah, I hadn't been back inside the building in a while. And so as I was getting ready, I was like, oh, like 3 days earlier, I was like, you know what, maybe I'll wear my Dark Horse Records shirt. That was George's... record label, and I just thought, just a little thing for him, because that interview really changed my life, and nobody knows it was done there. And then I showed up, and Jordan was like asking about the t-shirt, and so he brought it up on the air, and I don't think anybody knew, but the Daily Show,
yeah,
every episode, I don't think Jon Stewart knows, like, that show tapes in the exact room where George Harrison gave his final public performance. It wasn't on the broadcast, but if you watch the clip on YouTube, you'll hear the story.
Well,
but
you were just as big a rock star. I mean, so fantastic. I could not be happier for you. I've been here with you every, what, this 12 years you've been writing this book? This process
15,
has taken
15 years.
15,
I mean,
yeah.
I submitted my first book proposal for this when my dad was in hospice back in 2010. My dad actually hit send on the email from his bed to submit my first one. And I was told for so many years that there was no audience for this. I was told by multiple agents, no one wants to read a book written for, wait, you wrote it for atheists and believers about how to deal with right-wing Christians? But it's funny, like... my last lit agent, like finally told me, look, just stop writing this. Write your parents' love story. That's the book we want to see. And I just thought, no, I want to do this. This is what I talk about. I know there's an audience. I know there's people in this country who were raised religious, now consider themselves spiritual because they're so turned off to all this right-wing cruelty. And it was so nice to prove a whole lot of people wrong.
Yeah. I don't know exactly how long you've been doing this show or when exactly we started the tour, because I am OLD.
2009 and 2011,
okay.
Grandma.
So,
I'm here to help.
My birthday's Monday. but I'm telling you, how many times, Chris, have we had emailers, callers, people on the tour going, John, can you please write a book? Can you please...
Yes.
write this down all this stuff you say so I can talk to my right-wing relatives. So I have
y'all don't know how many how many book proposals I've submitted and how many offices I've been in and how many lit agents I've spoken with. And like, I get this book was rejected so many times. And finally, it was Simon & Schuster's Avid Reader Press. And they brought me in for a meeting. I sold it on a pitch. Yeah. All these years of trying to write book proposals and I sold it by talking. But I give all credit to them, but I also give credit to the people who put me on the airwaves to talk about this stuff. I mean, Bill Maher was the first one to ever do it, and I'll always give him credit. Bill had me on to debate Jerry Falwell and David Duke in my 20s.
That's true.
Steffi, you have allowed me to talk.
Back when Bill Maher was.
You have allowed me to talk tabernacles for years. People on TV like Joy Reid and Ed Schultz, who booked me so many times to talk about this stuff. I know religion is third rail. I had so many agents at William Morris tell me this over the years, I'm just so grateful that people get it.
John, the people that need to hear it are the people on the right, the people that are misusing Christianity, as you say. I mean, by the way, this is actually the perfect timing, because today's ripped from the headline. Oklahoma State Superintendent Ryan Walters has resigned after porn allegations. He's the guy who directed public schools to incorporate the Bible and Ten Commandments into instruction.
Oh, the Donald Trump Bible, Steffi. It's the Donald Trump Bible. The one that burst into flames inside a church.
The one that only includes the first 10 amendments. It doesn't include the amendments that come after that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 13 doesn't make it there.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but there's.
It does include the Lee Greenwood lyrics, though. God bless. It doesn't get rid of it doesn't have emancipation, but it has for Lee Greenwood. It's a great Bible.
The hypocrisy is always the story, John, right up to, you know, the Charlie Kirk Memorial in Arizona making Grindr completely melt down.
Always. But that's Jesus. Look, the only sexual sins that Jesus ever calls out in the entire Bible are adultery and guys who dump their wives. Jesus doesn't get, he's so not occupied with slut shaming and so opposed to it. And you know, this whole movement is just about judgment, judgment, judgment. It's not about following this guy.
And the bullying, it starts from the top with Trump and the name calling. And then, you know. On social media.
Oh, that Howard Stern job has corrupted my mouth.
Yeah. Elon Musk uses the word retard repeatedly.
Well, that's my issue, yeah. Men over 14 using that word.
Yeah, I mean, this some guy, Jeremy Carl, a top Trump State Department nominee, deleted thousands of social media posts, many demonstrating a history of inflammatory commentary, including incendiary posts about race, claims that peaceful coexistence with Democrats is impossible, even a call for a political opponent to face the death penalty. Thousands of his deleted posts. Because the internet, there's a Wayback Machine, people. The internet never
dies.
But
also, you know, we got to talk more about how the algorithm is designed to make awful men wealthy by making all of us hate each other. I mean, the internet, this is what the internet did. It was going to bring us closer together, and what it actually has done has shown it's very profitable to get us hating each other and staying online, getting angrier and angrier and angrier. And you know, the hate goes in my own heart. If I let myself fall into hate against these people, I'm going to say stupid stuff too.
Well, but so these he deleted at least 5,000 tweets. He repeatedly described as political prisoners the J6 rioters.
He
expressed sympathy for them. Multiple Trump appointees have histories of racist, violent, white supremacist, even pro-Nazi tweets.
Yes, they do.
Far, it has not stopped any of them from being confirmed, is the saddest part of that.
Correct. Thanks, Democrats. Yeah. It hasn't stopped any of them. The corruption hasn't stopped. But again, like, that's the whole deal with Trump as well. I mean, this is a Republican Party that believes beating the crap out of cops on the Capitol steps for a lie is acceptable. And what I'm excited about is that I've decided I am putting all my faith and belief in the millennial and Gen Z moral intellectual backlash.
No, Sean's been on his phone all morning. He can't help you.
Well, no, I'm telling you, man, there is going to be, I think that young people are going to just have such a backlash of intelligence and decency against this ugly last vestige of the 20th century white supremacy that has just infested our 21st century. That's what this is. You know, always in the movie, when you kill the monster and then you relax and then the monster rises one last time. And that's what Donald Trump's presidency has been, right? The monster of white supremacy, the ugliest parts of American ignorance in the 20th century, coming back for one last terror before it finally goes away. Young people are going to reject
it. Yes, Sean, our millennial, and Bella, our Gen Z, continually make me go,
but
funnier and smarter than I am. And, oh, but I love them.
You know
them
what?
And hate
in 20 years, you're not going to be able to get away with beating up on trans people the way you can now. Like with gay people, it's so much harder now because every generation is getting more moral and more disgusted at this regressive conservative prejudice where they only do it to get low wattage white people to vote to cut the taxes of guys like Elon Musk. That's the whole scam. And I just think the backlash of intelligence and decency
so
from young people against this is going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
I can't wait to grow old watching it.
You mentioned the gay 90s back when you did your interview. And did you know that in the 90s in Palm Beach, apparently systematic child rape was not bad? Trump, did you see that Trump said that this week? Things are different.
Yeah.
People understand how it's Palm Beach in the 90s.
It was different.
Yeah, you had to be there. I mean, yeah, well, systematic child rape and protecting it is acceptable now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you think we're ever going to hear about Tylenol and autism again?
Yeah.
You think they're ever going to talk about that again? When I watched that the other day, an RFK with his breathing sounding like Darth Vader's sleep apnea machine and like talking about and Trump can't pronounce acetaminophen. We've gone from Republican presidents who can't pronounce nuclear to millionaire at birth Republicans can't pronounce acetaminophen. Dr. Oz, Steffi, Dr. Oz looked as embarrassed on that stage as I looked when I had to interview Dr. Oz on TV. And they are never going to mention it again.
Trump is
programming a reality show. It didn't test well with the audiences. You're never going to hear the Tylenol crap again. That was that day's Epstein distraction.
I know. I was just going to say, I still think this Epstein thing is what is what's going to break this whole thing wide open. I mean,
that and the tariffs,
they are in a panic now that we have the votes. I would not put it past them to shut down the government to stop this. This is my
To rig it in Texas a year and a half early. They're in such a panic.
This is my latest big bag of rats. Pam Bondi claimed Kash Patel's FBI was trying to destroy her by leaking information about the battle raging over the Epstein case. A series of key missteps a series of key missteps has helped keep what is arguably Trump's most hated issue squarely in the spotlight, with many of the MAGA faithful blaming Bondi for the fiasco and demanding she be fired. When Bondi complained to the White House about the criticism, Trump told her essentially to toughen up. Oh, and don't take Tylenol. Toughen up, don't take Tylenol.
You know, can you believe when a bunch of completely selfish narcissists try to work together and don't get along and turn on each other? Who could have seen this coming? It's literally a movement of the most selfish people who don't care about the less fortunate or people who look different. They celebrate it. Their entire economic system is based on rewarding the powerful. And what a shock that these narcissists, once they're all together, can't get along. What a shock that Trump and Elon couldn't stay BFFs more than 4 months.
Weird.
I mean, I'm still waiting for Trump and Rudy to turn
on
each other.
I have another layer of big bag of rats. This is Peter Navarro.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing Jim Jordan under the bus. Here we go.
Jim Jordan is the biggest disappointment of my life. Jim Jordan sits on his ass. And he's done it for years. I love the guy. I've been on Air Force One a couple of times.
It's got to be said.
He's not doing his job.
Oh, yeah, do it. My favorite kind of civil war is Confederate versus Confederate. Can I tell you? Love it.
It's a civil war reenactment when they shoot the people on the same side.
Just the Confederates shooting the Confederates. That's going to be the next year. It's going to be not. It's going to be like the Democrats were 1 year ago. It's going to be all finger-pointing and blame for the Republicans for the next 3 years.
Presumably,
enjoy it a little bit.
Because he's not doing enough to prosecute Trump's enemies.
Yeah.
Jim Comey is the latest Rubicon we crossed yesterday, John. I mean, go ahead.
They did it, and Trump doesn't care. Like, Trump doesn't need probable cause. He doesn't need possible cause. He just needs a grudge and a lawyer willing to humiliate themselves in a suit. And this whole thing is Trump is not intending to ever put Jim Comey in jail. He's trying to bankrupt him like he's trying to bankrupt Letitia James. You see, we have a constitution with an emoluments clause that says presidents can't get rich off the job, but Democrats and Republicans don't really care, and they don't ever talk about it. So Trump has made $5 billion off his crypto scam since January. No president has ever profited $5 billion in the office. Do you people understand how sci-fi corrupt this is? So now Trump's whole goal is he doesn't need to win. He can set money on fire in the lawsuits. He's going to have frivolous suits against Tish James, James Comey, anyone ever told the truth about him, because he doesn't care about putting him in jail. He wants to bankrupt them.
Yeah.
And his lawyers know it's all crap. I mean, all of his lawyers, it's just whatever daddy says. Prosecutors wrote Lindsay Halligan a memo saying, there's no crime here, don't do this. And she's like, got it, so we're indicting him, right? I mean, and it's not like the whole legal team is from Chuck E. Cheese. They're doing billable hours. They are bleeding Donald Trump for money. Like, they don't care that there's no case.
Yeah.
Trump doesn't care that there's no case. They're just spending money to enrich law firms and impoverish people who've criticized Trump.
Yep.
It is pure abuse of power, just like...
You know what's worth impoverishing yourself for, America, is buying Separation of Church and Hate by John Fugelsang.
Oh, look at you.
Do that now. It is worth it.
Well worth it.
Love you, John. So proud of you.
Sold out on Amazon for 3 weeks, out of stock.
Yay.
Out of stock on Amazon.
That's
so
awesome.
So proud of you, my friend.
Oh, thank you, Steffi, so much. You, Steffi, have allowed me to come here and talk Tabernacles and Caterwauls so much, and I owe you and your deeply sexually attractive audience
thank you.
So much gratitude.
Thank you. I've always been pro-caterwauling. Thank you. All right. I love you, John. Goodbye.
John. Peace. Have a good weekend.
48. It's the Book of John. It's literally the Book of John.
Yeah.
Get it.
Uh-huh.
48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Wee Field of Greens.
Oh.
Me running through my field of greens. Huh? Okay. Well, I'm just saying, have you noticed all of my products that I endorse pretty much support my big lie?
Well.
Internally or externally or both? We all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Many Americans eat so many processed foods, not enough fruit and veggies. Many are 10 years plus older on the inside than their actual age. That's you. Ticking time bomb. Yeah. A major university study shows how to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's it. They didn't change anything else. That's
nope.
A control experiment. I learned that in eighth grade science fair. Yeah. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidney, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me in my big lie. Field of Greens, do it now. Check out the university study. Get 20% off when you use the promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com.
It's a beautiful miracle of nature.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, hallelujah, and I don't mean that literally. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has just won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. In Texas, a judge blocked a law that would have forced every school to hang a giant poster of Thou Shalt Not. And in Arkansas, Conway schools had to take down their Ten Commandments signs after, surprise, the law was ruled unconstitutional. So kids can go back to learning reading, writing, and arithmetic and leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or at the mosque. Not plastered on a classroom wall, can I get an amen to the Constitution. FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or FFRF.us/school because Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. FFRF.us/school. Text fees may apply. Well, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. It's scary, but true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people our age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. Here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Use the collagen I use and love. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That's getnativepath.com/Stephanie. One more time, go get my collagen, getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Cheese curds and craft beer, progressive politics and football fans. Only Madison could make it all work together. We're the radio station that gets it. Because we live here with you. 92.7 WMDX. Serving up real news and great conversation about the things we care about. The things that make our city absolutely irresistible. Keeping Madison caffeinated and conversating. WMDX.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by, oh my God, one of the heroes of democracy this show is littered with today, Credo Mobile, the state of the world, I know, especially now, across that Jim Comey Rubicon, right, of persecuting our political enemies. I mean, whew, you feel overwhelmed, right? There are so many ways you can make a difference. One easy way, switch to Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company. They have given over $95 million to ACLU, all the progressive nonprofits that are fighting the good fight for us. When you switch to Credo, you get fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone, your current number, bam, and you also get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com. Okay, we were talking, this is Brooke Colin Rollins, the Agriculture Secretary. We were talking about the farmers. Here we go. Farmers hurt by tariffs.
We're looking at our soybean, corn, wheat, sorghum, cotton farmers who are facing very, very difficult times. We are currently in conversations here at the White House, across the government, on a farmer aid package.
A farmer aid package that will be funded by tariffs hurting the farmers.
This is ridiculous. Yes, this is the headline. Right. Farmers hurt by tariffs will get a bailout from the tariffs.
Right.
I mean, and we're bailing out, is it Argentina?
Uh-huh.
Because, I don't even understand. Because our farmers can't sell soybeans anywhere because of the tariffs.
Or sorghum.
Okay. Right, sorghum. Thank you for looking that up.
You're welcome.
The president said he's going to take some of the money raised from his import taxes and give it to farmers for a little while.
Uh-huh.
American farmers growing soybeans have been hurt financially by the loss of China as a buyer of their crops, putting a strain on their finances as the world's two largest economies have increased tariffs on each other as they negotiate trade terms. This is not the first time the farmers have been collateral damage from Trump's pursuit of tariffs. During his first term, American farmers also endured a drop in demand, and they had to bail them out that time. And my sympathy barrel is getting a little low this morning for people that voted for Trump twice. This happened the first time. Meanwhile, speaking of Kansas, where the farmers, Republicans in Kansas are planning to petition to call themselves into special session on redistricting, circumventing the Democratic governor there. It would be the beginning of a lengthy process to try and draw Democratic Representative Charisse Davids out of her Kansas City-based district.
Yep.
So that would be they try to gerrymander out the only Democrat in Kansas.
Yep.
Because they are not winning on any of the issues. So they are finding myriad ways to cheat, and we have to fight back.
Kansas City, Kansas is lovely.
It is. We've been there.
Yes. I had to go to
fantastic barbecue, or as I call it, steamed broccoli.
I can't believe you did that.
Bill in Woodstock. Hi, Bill.
Hi there. I just want to let you know that I went to my local bookstore to get John Fugelsang's book. And I went in and they said the book is just flying off the shelves.
Good.
They sent a girl back to find me a copy, and they couldn't find it. And the lady said, you know what, look behind other books. And I go, why is that? She goes, people come in a store, and they put books in front of that book.
Yeah.
so you can't see it. Sure enough,
there you go.
They found it behind some other books.
There you go. That's how you know how powerful it is.
Democrats do that with Republican books.
That's how you know how strong John's words are. They scare the out of the right wing. Yep. All right. Speaking of which, Fridays with Frangela next.
WMDX Madison, the only station with more kayaks than callers.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's a bar band Friday night, which means Terry Barr joins me with new music and fun conversation. And we'll have a special guest fast review of the new film, One Battle After Another.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Addressing the UN today, Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the backs of chairs as he began his speech. Dozens of delegates walking out to protest what some nations have declared a war crime for the killing and starvation of innocents as he goes after Hamas in Gaza, which he defends.
Thanks to the resolve of our people, the courage of our soldiers, and the bold decisions we took, Israel rebounded from its darkest day to deliver one of the most stunning military comebacks in history.
A looming government shutdown next week could see employees being fired, not just furloughed. The administration is now directing agencies to consider firing employees working on programs that are not consistent with the president's priorities. Without a deal, 2 million people could lose their health insurance. 20 million could see premiums as much as double if Obamacare subsidies.